This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's be clear. I'm not an actor. People ask me all the time, are you for real or is this an act? It's for real, but I'm letting myself be upset. Pachanik's like, you know, be calm, we're winning, don't worry. I understand that. But I don't just want to be confident for its sake. I agree. Globalism's in trouble. It's broken. It's delusional. It's insane. It's in trouble. Almost everybody I talk to, low-level, high-level military, intelligence agencies, they're all behind Trump. The higher levels of minorities are for Trump than what the media says. His polls are up. Good things are happening. I get we're in a good position. But they're trying to just push, hey, kill Trump, so crazy, try it. They're openly acting very confident, so I just don't want to be too overconfident here. So when I get a little hysterical, it's to get America to wake up and understand we won a major battle, but not the war yet. Dr. Steve Pachinik himself has been involved in regime change around the world and here in the United States, and we're clearly witnessing them say, the Democrats are saying, we're going to overthrow Trump, we're going to remove him. Their main mouthpieces are saying that now, with him less than a month in. So, Dr. Pachinik, again, you're saying, you know, basically everything's okay?
Well, what I'm saying is I and others who've been involved in regime change, including this regime change, can assure you that what you're seeing now
is flailing.
Consequences of having a very rapid knife cut right through the heart of the Democratic Party, the nation, and the fact that the people who wanted to bring back capitalism, entrepreneurship, have succeeded. It's not something we're going to step back from. But let me assure you, the NSA, the intelligence community, the National Security Council, the White House, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Our people are in, so good luck to the coup people. Our people are in, so good luck.
The point is, we created the counter coup. We're now in control. We're not amateurs at this. We have done this for 30 to 40 years. The Soviet Union is not our enemy. Neither is Russia. Even when I took it down, I said Russia will always remain our ally. Our ally will be now Saudi Arabia, Israel, Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
So who are the new allies in the new system?
The new system allies, and I got to give credit to Bibi, he brought together Saudi Arabia, UAE, Dubai, all sharing intelligence, and they all want to work with Jared Kushner to bring a solution to the Palestinians and Israelis. The Israelis understand.
So they're finally starting to roll over.
Well, I don't want to call it that. I want to say it's a new approach. They understand that for now, the realignment in the Middle East is legitimate.
And that's why Trump said today, we'll soon be announcing some big things.
Well, because Syria wants peace. Bashar Assad has had enough war. He doesn't want any more war. Iran needs to reconstitute its government, contrary to what other people said. Secretary of Defense is leery of Iran, which is correct. Tillerson understands Iran. And the Secretary of Defense is in great control. His all his allies.
So we're seeing a temper tantrum by just the dregs that are trying to act tough
correct.
And act big.
You're right. You're in the baby clinic now. You're in the Montessori school of Democrats where they're crying and yelling, pooping in their diapers, and basically can't do anything. They're just screaming and pooping. That's all it is. For the most part, we control the House. We control the personnel. We control the cash flows. We control everything. I'm not being complacent. I'm just saying to the people who have watched your show, who have been part of the revolution, the revolution hasn't just stopped. It continues because part of that revolution is we clean out our own people. We then clean out those who are in our way. And then we continue to increase the growth. We continue to make sure that America does attain ascendancy into being number
one. Thank you so much for the time. All I know is they start blowing stuff up and rioting. I don't want to see too strong a response by Trump, but he has to respond to people trying to overthrow the government.
There's no question about it, but their attempt to overthrow won't even get to page one. Trust me. I've been in regime change for too long. We anticipated this. We understood it from day one. As I said to you very early on, years ago, we're going to have a major change. We're going to have a counter coup. That coup will be effective.
And it's happened. Thank you, Dr. Pachinik. Amazing.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I've got to get around to our liner guy and send him a bunch of new liners and say, now hosting the InfoWars, Roger Stone, or now hosting the InfoWar from London is Paul Joseph Watson. Perhaps I should just cut him myself, because I guess I can do him as good as our guy. Peter Reif's great, but one of the best voices out there. He does it for Fox News, a bunch of other channels. But the problem is he does it too happy for those channels. Like, oh, it's Alex Jones, the wondrous. No, he's just like, it's Alex Jones and the fight for the Republic worldwide. Because it really is that epic battle. Look, we've got our president in. He's doing everything he said he'd do. And I just talked to Steve Pachinik, who is hooked into the highest levels of the CIA. He used to run their psychological warfare operations. I'm hooked into very high-level CIA myself. And all these years, people said, you're CIA, you're with the CIA. And I said, no, I'm not. And there's a bunch of articles saying, what is Jones going to do now that his power structure is, you know, his people? You know, where's this conspiracy going to go? It's a total war to keep Trump from fixing things. And then if Trump ever actually got a bunch of his stuff completed, then I'd be a watchdog. I'm not, you know, just loyal to Trump because he's Trump. I'm loyal because he wants to restore the republic so my kids have a future. I'm totally committed, but they think the listeners are dumb. Oh, now that Trump sinned, does Alex not believe in the same conspiracy theories? What, like that the polls were fake and Trump was going to win? Or it's been now released this week, it's in The Intercept and other news, that the Pentagon under Obama was preparing for a total takeover during a collapse? I'm totally proven right again. I was told that by people high level in special forces. I mean, we don't make stuff up around here. We told you a month before Mitt Romney would never be Secretary of State. Because a certain person was the source on that. He doesn't like to brag, but he just, I guess, had read the tea leaves. But the point is, we don't shovel BS here. And Roger Stone normally hosts every Wednesday in the fourth hour. He invited me to pop on with him some today. So I'm here to the bottom of the hour, here to 20 after. And I'm gonna get in there for the nightly news and a bunch of big announcements. But obviously, Michael Moore's announced it. It's all over the news. The Democrats are in press conferences. We want to arrest Trump. We want to overthrow him. We want to install Hillary. This is almost even better. I mean, the New World Order really is going to go down if they try this. Nationalism, the nationalist is in the lead in the presidential race in the Netherlands. The nationalist is in the lead in France, Le Pen. And guess what? Same thing. Merkel, two-thirds of Germans in major polls say they hate her. Oh, they're all Russian spies. That's right. I was against Obamacare and gun control because Putin did so. This is asinine, but he's in the New York Times today. Him and Manafort, why? The Brennan, the converted Wahhabist, he says they're Russian spies or they talk to the Russians. And then Manafort says he's boggled because he never did. It's the same recycled story three times. The last time was January 20th. This is crazy, folks. This is insane. Meanwhile, the communist Chinese, all of them are in the news saying, take Trump out. And Silicon Valley says, China, help us stop Trump. We'll help, don't worry. Foreign powers openly involved, communist country. That's a nice tie, Roger Stone. Nice suit. I bet, did Putin help you put that on? Because everybody knows he helps us shave in the morning. America couldn't vote and get Trump. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't go expose his illegitimate black son and get the black vote. We didn't have any effect. You didn't have any effect. You don't have a best-selling book, The Making of a President. America's never succeeded before. Why? I mean, you've heard Maxine Waters. Trump had to be given the term crooked Hillary from Putin because Trump couldn't think of her being crooked himself, could he?
Yeah, and Alex, you were exactly right on election night when you said to me, this isn't the end, this is just the beginning. In fact, the biggest fight is ahead of us. You were absolutely right. The two-party duopoly and the establishment simply will not accede to the Democratic election of Donald Trump and let him exercise his constitutional authority to reform our government and to make America great again. They are going to resist this at every level, including breaking the law if it's necessary, including the illegal monitoring of U.S. government officials and the leaking of that information, which is, of course, a felony, precisely what's happened here in the case of General Flynn.
And just to be clear, I've been covering politics 20 years, but I grew up getting mother's milk during the when you were there in the Nixon administration, watching the whole hearings in Congress. Everybody knows that an incoming group talks to all the diplomats and back and forth, and that it's a president's sovereign purview as a separate branch of government to go sign treaties with the Russians if he wants. Then Congress has to ratify. I mean, the president can do whatever he wants with the Russians. Then it gets judged by us, the voters. This idea that it violates the Logan Act, the TPP with Hillary and Obama secretly negotiating with private corporations the deal without Congress and not letting them have a copy, that's treason. The head of state with his designates communicating with other heads of state is the exact purview of the chief executive.
No, this is extraordinary. It is entirely appropriate for General Flynn to make contact with the Russians to set up an initial congratulatory call between the new president and the head of the Russian state. We know from the transcripts that there was no substantive discussion of sanctions. And we know from a review by the White House counsel's office that General Flynn violated no laws. This was typical inside the beltway lynching.
This is Priebus, and let's just say it, and I like him. It's the vice president. It's the big Republican establishment swinging their wee-wees around.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And as Dr. Corsi wrote today at InfoWars, is exactly right. The game plan here is very simple. Purge the Trump loyalists. First General Flynn, then the very capable Stephen Miller, and then finally the president's chief issues man, Steve Bannon. The problem here for them, for the Republican establishment, is that we Trump loyalists are not going to stand for it. There is zero chance we will let this happen. And if we have to mobilize the grassroots to make sure the president knows we have his back, I'm prepared to do so, and I know you are as well.
I get why he had to bring Priebus and them in, because that's a big system to run. He wanted to work with them, but there's such... And then Ryan gets on TV and says, I'm going to work with him. He looked like a weasel, like Eddie Haskell, when he said it. And now we know Priebus is the leaker on a lot of this stuff. It's come even mainstream media, and I know we have sources who've talked to the little guy. So he better... I mean, you know, here's the deal. We're just going to get a data package together, obviously, everybody, but do it through Twitter, you name it. The public, it's not just Roger and I, he hears the public. And I'm doing a big story on this tonight. It's confirmed for 2 weeks, no one's allowed to get in the Twitter feed where he can read it, but hundreds down. They block it, so he doesn't see your link, doesn't read your article, doesn't retweet you. Okay? They're trying to cut him off. Okay? And so they don't even let you get to the president now. They only put haters up at the top. And Priebus has been meeting with Twitter. This is all a disgusting little action. So this is incredible. They're trying to cut Trump off from the American people, and it's disgusting, and it's an example of how controlled this is. If they can censor and hijack the president's feed, and it's not even in the news, then, folks, imagine what else is going on. I remember a month ago they said, let's ban the president off Twitter. Roger, where does this go?
No, it's really extraordinary, Alex. You know, I pick up the paper, and I read that the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who I have a very high regard for, is meeting with the captains of Silicon Valley as if they are our friends. Let's be very clear. Google, particularly Facebook, sought to undermine Donald Trump in this campaign, fiddled with their SEO to try to bury bad news about Hillary Clinton, elevate any criticism of Donald Trump. These folks are not our friends. Again, Dr. Jerry Corsi has done extraordinary research into Google's efforts to infiltrate this administration so they can have the kind of advantages and the kind of inside fix on the issues they care about that they enjoyed under 8 years of Barack Obama. The Silicon Valley crowd, the Wall Street crowd, the inside the Beltway lobbyist culture, and the establishment Republican Party are not our friends. They are not part of the Trump revolution. Little Freudian slip there. They are doing everything possible they can to foot drag. And now I'm increasingly concerned that Reince Priebus is inserting himself into the selection of ambassadors is going to give us people who are unqualified. As Dr. Corsi broke the news today, Priebus circumvented the State Department, violated a commitment that was given to the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, that he would have the ability to interview the candidates for the absolutely strategically key embassies, and instead now those jobs are going to RNC.
He should be fired right there. He's off the Republican Party donors that Trump got none of the money from. He doesn't want their money. He's kicking them out of politics. Why the hell are all these peacocks, all these narcissists that want to go stand around at embassies and act like they're fancy pants and have these stupid parties, why are all these wannabe Thurston Howell the Thirds even being allowed in?
Well, only minutes ago we got word that the nominee for Secretary of Labor, Andy Puzder, is withdrawing his name. Where did his name come from to begin with? I can answer that in two words. Reince Priebus.
And by the way, that's see how we're on target. See how that's in Corsi's headline. I just trust Corsi. Three number one New York Times bestsellers. All of his key deals. Absolutely upsetting two elections. I don't know his sources, but he's been in D.C. He's moved there, back there. He's at these meetings, and he said that it is incredible what's going on with Priebus. And there is no doubt There is, we'll put his article on screen, there is no doubt that Priebus is one of the prime leakers. Here it is, Priebus next to go as Trump strikes back over Flynn. I talked to some of my folks that are connected in to the intelligence agencies. And again, I'm not with an intelligence agency. I'm an independent American citizen. Most of the intelligence agencies are totally against the globalists because they're sick of it. They want America back. So that, you know, all they're doing is confirming or denying info for me, so I know. But they say that it looks like the fate of Priebus is still not known. I guess that's in Trump's brain.
Well, in an odd sense, while the Flynn ouster may be a catalyst, it may be the beginning of the dominoes that end with the fall of Mr. Priebus, they have also run interference because this is a much bigger story than the mismanagement of the White House and the leaking of information from White House staffers that make the president look foolish.
Yeah, let's be clear. Chris Ruddy got called up by high-level players, as high as they go, except the president, and told, please backtrack on this. And I'm not going to get into the rest of it, but, I mean, that went on. He admitted that happened.
Yeah. On the other hand, I still don't think this will stand. It is my understanding that Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon, who I have a very high regard for and have defended in a dozen forums from the outrageous attacks on him that he is an anti-Semite or a bigot or a nativist, all those things are false. They're doing these joint press, these joint telephone calls with reporters, telling them how much they love each other and how they work so closely together. These are like hostage videos, Alex. They're being forced to say those things. At least in this case, I think Bannon is. He's a good man, but he ought to be aware that he is on Priebus's target list next, right after the very capable Stephen Miller.
Well, it's funny. You know, they have the public policy kind of foreign affairs branch. The Washington Post came out and admitted an article we covered a lot the last few days that, okay, Trump's really for real. He's a nationalist. He wants prosperity. America's going to take over the whole globalist system, basically, and Russia better watch out because globalists were going to work with Russia, but Trump's actually just going to be totally dominant. So we hope the Russians understand that. And they admit that Bannon and Trump and everybody just want Americana and good deals for us. And the truth is, if we just get these deals before they can plunge the economy, it's game over. We're going to dominate everybody. I mean, give me a break. China's tottering on the edge of collapse. So why doesn't the globalists just get out of the way and let the United States of America dominate?
Here's what really bothers them, Alex. They realize that we could be on the verge of peace. In Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, you have two very, very tough guys, two very stubborn guys, two guys who have the best interests of their respective countries at heart. I am convinced that if Brezhnev and Nixon can hammer out an agreement on the strategic arms limitations, then Trump and Putin can make a deal for peace.
And the bureaucracy admits they don't want that, and they admit that Russia wants to do deals and not get bankrupted by a new Cold War. We don't want to be bankrupted by one. There'll be plenty of defense spending, plenty of issues. It's ridiculous. We shouldn't sit here because the neocons want to reconquer Russia because Trotsky got kicked out, and they've still got a hard-on for the Russians because they got to kill so many of them. They're bloodthirsty for them.
I think we all know what this is really about. Hillary Clinton had promised the boys at Langley and the folks at the Pentagon that they would have a wider proxy war in Syria. They were licking their chops over a no-fly zone. God, we could get World War III. Wouldn't that be great? This is how the neocons think. Donald Trump has no intention of going out and provoking an unnecessary
war. And by the way,
war.
The Pentagon... It was the one that helped block the neocons on this. And let's take Netanyahu. They claim ally with the neocons. Netanyahu's even signaling he doesn't want big wars and wants to stop this. What does that mean?
Well, because, look, he is another leader who has the best interests of his country at heart. War is good for no one other than the defense contractors and many of Hillary Clinton's biggest donors to the Clinton Foundation.
Steve Pachinik with his sources, and I have mine as well. They say, look, this is like babies throwing fits. You know, everybody's saying kill Trump, overthrow him. He's, you know, the press conference is saying he's a Russian agent. It's going nowhere. Well, then why get rid of Flynn when Trump, even today, with Netanyahu, said, I like him. You know, Flynn's a great guy. Why have, you know, the press secretary say, well, it was a trust issue and he just didn't tell him the truth. When he said, no, we didn't substantively discuss sanctions. The Russians just said they wanted to talk about sanctions with the president. That's what you do as the national security advisor.
Yeah, it's agenda setting. This was very sadly a typical inside the Beltway lynching. General Flynn, who is, I think, a great man and a great patriot, and a man who understands the dangers of Islamic terrorism, has been pushed out over what could have been contained. He broke no laws. He acted appropriately. He merely had to apologize to the president for a protocol breach, and we could have moved
on.
And
you told me that yesterday. It looked like Trump got stampeded like Primus does, where he calls people in, says they're fired, the person gets depressed, goes in and resigns, and it kind of says like he was told, so he resigned and went and apologized, and Trump looked like today he wasn't playing good cop, as I know from people that have said he doesn't play good cop, bad cop. He'll fire you if you're really firing you. He's like, well, Flynn's a really great guy. Too bad this happened. Almost like he wasn't behind that.
Yeah, perhaps the president is looking at all the facts and the whirlwind of the last 48 hours, and he's come to that conclusion. Look, I also don't think Sean Spicer is doing the president any good.
By the way, Trump called it a criminal attack on a wonderful man. Trump ramps up war on his own spies as he rages against Democrats, leaguers who he legally brought down, disgraced Mike Flynn. Yeah, in fact, I was heard this from Little Birds, and now it's pretty much confirmed by this. They stampeded him just like they tried with, can I say the other guy's name? You know, in the meetings where they say, you've got to resign, and then he goes, I want to talk to the president, and it's not true.
Anthony Scaramucci, well thought of in conservative and Trump supporter circles, hanging in limbo, even as we speak, appointed a liaison to the business community by the president, but yet to be sworn in. Again, Reince Priebus is jealous of the fact that Anthony Scaramucci has a direct personal relationship with the president and can communicate with him. That was his same problem with General Flynn. Mr. Priebus would like to be the source of all information for the president. And that shows he doesn't know Donald Trump.
Well, it's clear Donald now. It all just crystallized with Trump's statements and everything. It was a Priebus. They admit it. They went to Flynn, and basically the vice president went to him, and they said, okay, you're bad. And Flynn said, okay, I haven't done anything wrong, but if I didn't answer perfectly here, I just resign. It looks like they manipulated him into resigning, but maybe it'll turn out good. But I just, now Trump is on. I've never seen, he's like, Flynn's really wonderful. He's a great guy. This is horrible. This happened. This looks really bad.
Well, look, I'm hoping that General Flynn remains in the public eye, remains in public life, and will continue speaking out, because I think he still has a very valuable role to play. And then, Alex, this whole week gets topped off by picking up the newspaper this morning and reading, in order to coincide with this Flynn flap, the New York Times essentially recycled their story from June 20th, reiterating again the completely bogus and false allegation that Paul Manafort, my former partner, chairman of the Trump campaign during the summer and into the convention, and that I
were continuously in communication. It's continuously, is the headline at CNN. Continuously in communication with the Russians, and Manafort says, I'm boggled. I talked to no one.
No, look, my wife called minutes ago. She saw my photo flash up on CNN, and she said, wait a minute. You didn't talk to any Russians, did you? And you know the answer. Absolutely, categorically not. I spoke to no Russians, no intermediaries for the Russians, no representatives of the Russians. I have no Russian clients, no Russian contacts, no Russian money, and have never spoken to anybody in Russia.
Here's what's happening. They're targeting everybody they know are good advisors off the record of Trump and saying they've been spotted as potential Russians. You can't talk to them now. And oh, Flynn's a Russian. And now Michael Moore says Trump's a Russian. And at a certain point, this he's the president. He can talk to whoever he wants. This is a load of horse manure. And he's got to just go ahead and just point out it is and start an investigation of Hillary with the Saudi Arabians and commie Chinese. I think the answer is the offense. I'm going to turn the baton over to you, my friend, but your book's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new caveman bone broth supplement, chocolate flavor, the total game changer. Check that out, folks. But, Roger, I mean, what does Trump do? Doesn't he go on the offense?
He needs to not only go on the offense, Alex, but he needs to clean house. He needs to clean house at the White House. There are many, many capable Republican operatives who were for Donald Trump from the beginning, who sacrificed to help get him elected, who are more than capable of handling these mechanical jobs at the White House. There are many fine people who could be assistant secretaries and deputy secretaries in the departments, who are capable individuals, who supported Donald Trump from the beginning, who share his worldview. We need to repopulate this administration.
Absolutely, and just get rid of the Paul Ryan tentacle, Mr. Penis, excuse me, Mr. Priebus. We'll be back. Roger Stone takes over. Now he's 9, 7 o'clock Central.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I have just picked up the torch from the great Alex Jones for the balance of power. And joining me now is Andrew Kerr of the Citizens Audit. Talk about one of my favorite subjects, a weasel that we need to keep our eyes on very carefully. And that is the former conservative flip-flop artist and liberal hitman, David Brock. Now, Mr. Brock fronts a number of organizations that he claims are monitors of the media or monitors of public ethics. But, in fact, these are all propaganda organizations designed to cover up the many crimes of Bill and Hillary and Chelsea Clinton, and to hurl invective and personal insults, smears, as it were, against anybody who has the courage to speak out against the Clintons or the political status quo in Washington. I estimate that Mr. Brock probably burned through perhaps $30 to $40 million in the last election, having absolutely, positively nothing to show for it. Now comes amazing new research by Dr. Jerome Corsi showing that Brock is in bed with both Google and Facebook, attempting to censor critics of the Clintons and advocates for President Trump. So to help us keep an eye on what illegal activity Mr. Brock is involved in now, Andrew Kerr joins us from Citizens Audit. Welcome, Andrew, to Infowars.com.
Thanks, Roger. It's an honor to be speaking with you right now.
So you have done some extraordinary work, and I always enjoy reading the updates on your site. Tell our listeners who Mr. Brock is, where he came from, and what he's done.
He's a, like you say, he's a former conservative author. He wrote the true story of Anita Hill back in the early 90s. And he was commissioned to essentially write a hit piece on Hillary Clinton, on the Clintons in the late 90s. And he came out of that being a staunch ally of them. He did a total ideological switch. Ended up founding an organization called Media Matters for America, a supposed watchdog, a conservative media watchdog, information fact checker. And since then, he's got a total of 14 entities that he's running out of his office space, a variety of supposed nonprofits, foundations, and super PACs that were working directly with the Clinton campaign during this previous election season. And yeah, he probably did burn through $30 or $40 million. And just a couple weeks ago, he was asking for another $40 million from his network of donors, for round two. Now that Trump is in power.
Well, evidently his manifesto leaked. I've seen a copy of it. Dr. Corsi's seen a copy of it. I know you have seen a copy of it. It's quite grandiose. He takes enormous credit for things that, in fact, he had nothing to do with. It's amazing to me that based on my calculation, Bill and Hillary Clinton probably spent upwards of $2 billion in their efforts to seize the White House. The cost of the mainstream media coverage of the campaign, which was really one long Hillary Clinton commercial, that in itself is millions of dollars. Now you figure in the manipulations of Facebook, the manipulations of Google. It's really a miracle that Donald Trump won, given all that he faced. I am under the impression that based on a very comprehensive and well-drafted complaint at the Federal Election Commission, that Mr. Brock has broken multiple laws, that he has been shuffling money between nonprofit entities, hard money entities, and so on. I know this. If I did this, or if you did, Andrew, we'd already be in jail.
Exactly. And that's the problem, is that we have Media Matters for America is a charity. It's a it's supposed to be a charitable organization. And here's a snip from their fundraising document from a couple weeks ago. Media Matters has already secured access to raw data from Facebook, Twitter, and social media sites. We will now develop technologies and processes to systematically monitor and analyze this unfiltered data. So they have a line into social media sites in order to review the data, analyze it, data mine it. And here's what they plan to do with it. This is their top outcomes. Over the next 4 years, Media Matters will focus on exposing serial misinformers and right-wing propagandists inhabiting everything from social media to the highest levels of government. Internet and social media platforms will no longer uncritically and without consequence host and enrich fake news sites and propagandists. So what they're saying is, you know, it's one thing to go after Roger Stone, which they have, and we'll get to that in a second. But what they're saying is that they're going to go after individuals on social media if they determine those people to be serial misinformers. And we have to ask ourselves, is that what a charitable organization should be doing? We have people that are donating money and they're deducting that from their tax returns. And they also talk about, they brag about how they targeted you, Roger, saying that we put pressure on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, and due to our pressure, they stopped booking Roger Stone on their shows. So these shows wanted to have you on, and then Media Matters came in and said, no, his views are unacceptable. Don't book him anymore, or we're going to put pressure on you. We're going to put pressure on advertisers and stop booking with you in an effort to silence you instead of allowing you to debate and, you know, let the merits of your ideas and thoughts, you know, judge what you're saying. They want to silence people that are saying things against the status quo that they want out there. And yeah, you were speaking to Alex Jones before about Twitter. If you look at Donald Trump's Twitter, and 100% of the replies, it's all negative, even though all of his tweets get, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 likes. But Media Matters has raw access to Twitter's data, and it shouldn't be a stretch of the imagination that they're pressuring Twitter to filter the view on the site to show only negative comments to Trump, creating this false illusion that 100% of Americans are against Trump. So perspectives of pro-Trump supporters are just not being seen by the greater media or by the population. And then we get into the situation where, you know, there's millions of Americans that believe that everybody that voted for Trump is a Nazi, racist, xenophobe, which is just not true.
Well, I think they've actually made a mistake, because you see, the president follows his Twitter feed religiously. And he's a highly intelligent, in fact, brilliant man who will quickly realize that the responses are being manipulated. So I think this will open a window to a broader understanding of what Brock and the extreme left are up to. As far as their successful efforts to censor me in some kind of Stalinistic-like censorship, in all honesty, I would never have met and affiliated with InfoWars and Alex Jones if I was regularly appearing on Fox. So they have done me an enormous favor. And based on my studying of the data, Andrew, you and I are reaching far more people right now than CNN or Fox in this same time frame. So in essence, these attacks on us have only made us stronger. I understood that Mr. Brock was trying to seek some formal role in deciding what is fake news. And that's laughable, because virtually everything he and his twisted little sycophants at Media Matters crank out is the fake news. They are the purveyors of fake news. They may be the inventors of fake news. What say you?
Yeah, and I hear you. It's backfired dramatically. I honestly think that if it wasn't for David Brock's just conglomerate of organizations aggressively targeting conservative viewpoints on the internet, then Hillary Clinton may have won. I think that it totally backfired, and it's kind of hysterical to see him trying to do the same exact thing without, you know, obviously he hasn't learned his lesson. But you know, on the other end, though, a large majority of Americans, a significant percentage of Americans, get their news from Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, whether or not people would like the news that is being produced by alternative media sources such as InfoWars, what Media Matters is trying to do is to just make those posts, those links to any alternative news sites, just not show up at all. So even if somebody wants to see that news, see that insight, how can you find something if you don't even know what you're looking for? So they just want to, you know, contain the echo chamber and keep their echo chamber in place instead of allowing communication to happen between the two opposing political ideals in this country.
What's particularly interesting to me is, given David Brock's long record of ineffectiveness and the fact that he spent a huge amount of money and achieved virtually nothing, particularly given the enormous built-in institutional advantages of his candidate, I can't imagine why any rich liberal would give him 10 cents. In fact, if I were George Soros, I'd be demanding a refund. This guy's an incompetent. He lets his boyfriend run the organization, by and large. He has been caught cheating on his taxes. Look, I owe the IRS some money, but I have a payment plan, and I pay them every month, and it hurts, I assure you. But Mr. Brock is not in that situation, as has been widely reported. So, look, I think that he's breaking multiple laws. I think it's perfectly understandable why the Obama Justice Department hasn't looked at him. But if we're really going to have equal protection under the law, then frankly, I think he should be brought to justice, not for his political ideas, but for the fact that he's cheating and that he's violating federal election laws in this incredible effort to smear and call people names. In all honesty, I'm tired of being called a racist. I was out working against the racist Rockefeller drug laws in New York State before David Brock was in long pants. I was helping Richard Nixon desegregate the public schools without violence before David Brock was a gleam in his father's eye. So this name calling, bigot, racist, and so on, it is what the left does when they can't refute your ideas with facts. It is really beneath our national political dialogue. That's my view. Where do you think Mr. Brock goes from here, Andrew? Because I know you are wisely keeping a very close eye on him.
Well, about 6 months ago, I started looking into his organizations because all of a sudden, you know, there was just all this astroturfing online. It looked like paid comments, you know, pro-Hillary Clinton comments online. And it turns out that David Brock's, one of his super PACs, Correct the Record, was essentially correcting Hillary Clinton's record online. And they were out in the open saying that, hey, we're a super PAC, but since we don't make any paid advertisements on TV or on the radio, we just stick with online communications, we can directly coordinate with the Clinton campaign. So we can wait for orders from the top and then, you know, distribute the message on internet forums across the internet, creating this false illusion that a lot of people like Hillary Clinton when that just wasn't the case. So, you know, that goes to, you know, backfiring against what his intentions were. But the problem here and what I'm looking into, my investigation is trying to unravel the complex relationship between his you know, up to 14 separate entities that are all sharing office space with Media Matters in downtown Washington, D.C., and it's extremely complex. And we talk about, you know, submitting an official complaint. Well, the problem is on the right, there isn't really much infrastructure for, you know, for groups that focus on litigation against liberal groups that may be breaking the law. There's no real, you know, there's not a network of organizations that focus on that type of thing. The Federal Election Commission is completely incompetent. They have no idea how to enforce the current laws, period. They regularly deadlock. Whenever an organization will ask the Federal Election Commission, hey, is it okay if we can do this? And they'll spend a year working on the decision, and they'll come back saying, it's a 3-3 split, we don't know, so we're just not going to issue a ruling on it. So they don't know how to enforce the law. The IRS is clearly compromised. They put way too much focus on conservative groups, watchdogging conservative groups, but they don't even look at liberal groups. So it's just a system of incompetence to where nobody knows how to enforce the law, period. And so what David Brock is doing, in my view, is getting away with as much as possible out in the open, and he's protected by none other than just the complex relationship between multiple nonprofits, foundations, and super PACs all working together under one, you know, it's really just one single entity, but they claim to be 14 separate related organizations. And my most recent research is focused on analyzing, you know, cost sharing agreements between the separate organizations and issues that are surrounding that. And it's a very big story, but it's just so hard to talk about because it's just so complicated. And so that's what I've been looking into. I think that if the work on my site, the Citizens Audit, gets out, and we have, you know, and we start a conversation around the operations of Media Matters and the relationship with political entities, it would be a very big issue for David Brock, because there's a significant amount of disconcerting things that they're doing with their money that at the very least should trigger the IRS to come in, take a look at their books and determine, hey, should Media Matters be a charitable organization? You know, we should, I believe that they have lost any reason to be designated as a charitable organization. That should be revoked, and they should be liable for back taxes for all the time that they've been claiming to be a charitable organization, but in reality, just operating like a political organization.
Yeah, they've clearly violated their current tax status, and they should be held liable. You may remember back when I published my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which was the definitive oppo dump on Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton and their various illegal activities. There was a major effort to invade the Amazon.com page to lay a disproportionate number of one-star and no-star reviews of my book. Most of them we were able to track back to Brock and his minions. Now on Amazon, there's evidence that this is beginning again, pertaining to my new book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. So this is as good a time as any to ask folks who are tuned in today who like the book, please go to Amazon and leave an objective review for others to see. This is more important than you might think because the wholesale book retailers and others monitor Amazon very closely to see what the reviews look like before they decide to order. I think we have our music here. If somebody can show me the clock, we can see what we've got here. But I want to thank you, Andrew, for the work you're doing at Citizens Audit and the excellent job you have been done. You are doing focusing on David Brock.
Thanks so much.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
InfoWars, I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is a very good time to remind you that freedom isn't free, and that the very fine products at the InfoWar store are really what fund this effort to bring you the real news and to bring you the first-rate investigative journalism of people like Paul Joseph Watson, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and so many others. My wife, who is very intent on not only oral health but having a gleaming smile, is an enormous fan of the Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste that you can now get again at the InfoWars.com store. Now, this has been sold out for months, but now it's available again. And research across the board indicates that this does more than just cosmetic value. This has a health value because healthy gums contribute to overall health and help prevent both heart disease and heart attacks. When bacteria infects your gums, it can actually enter the bloodstream and therefore contribute to blood clots or heart attacks. I must tell you, Mrs. Stone is very, very particular about the oral products that she uses, and she swears by Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste. So here's a chance for a win-win situation. You can get a product on the InfoWars store, in this case, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, and you can help the revolution. There are literally hundreds of testimonials from people about the efficacy of this product. So please, grab it now. I'm going to buy some of the new caveman formula, although I'm afraid they might start calling me that if I do. In any event, please, go to the site. You can buy this terrific product. And frankly, it's also the best place to get your copy of The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Now, as is widely known, I have pledged to sign the book of everyone who buys the book here at InfoWars. And yes, that pledge is still good. And yes, my wrist hurts. And yes, I am signing thousands of book plates a day. And your commitment, your fulfillment will come. I beg your indulgence. I beg your patience. I had no idea that the book would sell this widely on InfoWars. But I want everyone who is an InfoWars watcher or listener to get this special edition signed by me. I understand Alex Jones is going to sign many of these books as well. I want this to be a special thanks to those who loyally follow InfoWars. Why? Because you are the backbone of the Trump Revolution. Because you are on the cutting edge of stopping the globalists. You deserve the accolades of your fellow patriots. And if you will buy this book at InfoWars, even though it's available elsewhere, I pledge to you, even though it may take some time, you will get your personally autographed a copy of the book, something I hope that you will share with your friends and family. There is no place like InfoWars when it comes to the real news. We're in a struggle, folks, a struggle for the future of Western civilization, a struggle for our freedoms. You have seen in the last 48 hours the extent to which the two-party duopoly and the insiders who have driven this country into the gutter are prepared to smear and violate the law. So I say, God bless Alex Jones. God bless our president, Donald J. Trump, and God bless you for following InfoWars and being the tip of the spear when it comes to the resistance.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.